You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magic Window
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is Reverend Elliot, your occasional Wednesday night tarot reader. I'm here tonight live in the middle of October 2024 as we get closer and closer and closer to Halloween. That's the time of the year that I love, when the veil between this world and the next is thinnest. And I've got a new blog post about that and Ouija boards and other stuff. Have you checked out my blog today? No. Wait a minute. Okay, what you do is you go to my website, Magic. This is like, you know, a spy thing, right? Tell them Reverend Elliot sent you. You go to magic-works.com, magic-works.com, magic-works.com. These are the cards shuffling up, by the way. And go to the, out of the 100 and whatever pages, there's over 100 pages there. Go to the one that says my blog. And on my blog, you'll see my Halloween, my last jack-o'-lantern I ever carved and made. I did that 12 years ago, and it's sitting there on top of my refrigerator. And, you know, being, you know, I'm married. Otherwise, if I was a single man, it'd still be there today, but I'm a married man. And then there's a little video of that pumpkin glaring at you, and then go down further and you'll see stuff about talking boards. And you'll see probably the greatest pumpkin pie recipe I've ever encountered. I like to publish that every year. That's also, that's at my website every whenever you want to go there anyway. But it's there now at the blog, which you can find through magic-works.com. And I also have a promotional thing there about two books, always books, right? I love books, and there are two books that I promote this time of year because they're just wonderful Halloween gifts. And one is The Book of Forbidden Knowledge. Doesn't that sound good? The Book of Forbidden Knowledge. And the other is a book on black magic. Now, I'm not telling you to use black magic against people. What goes around comes around, they say. But, you know, sometimes there's an occasion when you may need to do certain things. So the two books are the Book of Forbidden Knowledge and The Secrets of Ancient and Medieval Black Magic. These are marvelous, marvelous books that will have great folklore in them and historical, remedies for things that ail you and how to set things right. The Book of Forbidden Knowledge. Well, you know, that's the way I am. If it's forbidden, I want it. I want a chunk of that. So check that out. These you can find at mojoacademy.org, which is our book publishing arm, mojoacademy.org. It is great to be back with you. And I've got to tell you, I'm going to level with you. And I always want to level with you. I always want to be completely honest with you. Because, you know, you call this show and you get tarot readings and you're always honest with me. You open yourselves up. It's very brave, by the way. And I always admire the people who call, because public speaking is probably the single greatest fear most people have. And you call in, and I guess I'm talking people out of doing it now, but you call in and you're open and you're blunt about what's going on in your life, and you're looking for answers, and it deserves reciprocal honesty. So I'm going to tell you where I've been this last month. It started out because I had been doing the show again, and then suddenly I disappeared again. I disappeared into the hospital. It was, it started out as just a kidney stone. Now, you know how much fun those are, some of you. But I have a particularly sensitive condition concerning my internal organs. So I figured with something out of the ordinary, I better go to the ER and get it checked out. Well, I make it a rule, and I have for the years that we've been doing this show, to shy away from political chatter. Only because there's no real point in it. You can get that anywhere these days. It's become entertainment. The politics, you know, there used to be cable TV used to exploit cheap stand-up comics. Then they found that they could exploit cheap fashion models. And then they found they could exploit cheap political pundits. And that's it, you know, that they hit the road running with that. So, you know, if you have cable television, then you're up to your eyeballs in so-called political experts. So you don't need me to do it. You don't need me to go into it. There's nothing I can bring to the table other than my own beliefs and opinions. And what do you care, right? I mean, let's face it, you get this anywhere. But so I'm going to carefully dip a toe into waters that are possibly political because it's important. It explains why I wasn't here. Okay, I went to the ER here in New York City with a really painful kidney stone. I ended up in the hospital for a little over a week. And the problem was the beginning of the stay. Here in New York, we have an extremely bizarre situation where we have a couple of 100,000 people who just swamped across the border and came here. And for some reason, the administration of the city of New York decided that they should have the top priority in terms of everything. So they're given money, they're given cell phones, they're given first-class hotel rooms that run $500 and change a night, and they're given all kinds of stuff. And one of the things apparently they're given is complete medical treatment because I was in that hospital. The first 3 days I was there, they had me on a cot in the emergency room, and that was it. Now, a big city emergency room is a hectic place, and it was driving me crazy. There was no room for me. There was no room in the hospital for people to get a room. I mean, they could have just sent me back or something. I don't know what. But see, this is what I'm saying. It's going to touch on something political. There's no avoiding it. It's affected everybody's life here in New York. And I got to the point where I couldn't sleep. At all, you know, it's a big city emergency room. It's lunacy. 3 days of that. I pushed myself up into bed and I screamed as loud as I could that I'm going to be the first person to leave this hospital worse than when I came in. And I got their attention that way. And the thing is that I was so deprived of sleep that I was a nervous wreck, that I would sleep for a few minutes and then I would wake up and there'd be like, you know, 50 firemen and reporters all around the emergency room screaming about a story that's breaking. And it was just nuts. It was complete craziness and it made me worse off. So that knocked me out for quite a while. When I got out of the hospital, finally, after a little over a week there, where they did, when they finally got to me, they took very good care of me, but unbelievable, the torture I went through, and you don't want to fight when you're sick like that. I had to spend the next week or so sleeping. I couldn't, I lost the ability to sleep. I had been terrorized by them. It was a real mess. I know people are advising me to sue the place, but I'm not sure that I wish to go that route. I just like to get that thing, get it behind me, as they say, because I've got a lot of healing to do. This is where about being very open with you. This is why I had to miss like a month of shows. It was just horrific. Worse than anything I could have imagined. And yet there it was, you know. Well, here I am now. I'm back now. I'm doing better. I'm facing more medical treatment. I'll be missing some shows on and off as we go along, but I'll always be open with you. I was talking to Dave over at Ask One Radio. I thought I have to have some kind of radical surgery in which they're going to start replacing things. Isn't that fun? I'd like to bring a little laptop with me and then maybe do the show from my hospital room. That would be fun, I think. But they don't keep you in the hospital for that long anyway anymore, no matter what they do. I mean, they can give you a head transplant and put your head on somebody else's body and they'll send you out in 3 days. Yeah. Who knows? I just needed time to decompress after what had to be the most frightening experience in my life. And I've had people pull guns on me on the subway. I've seen people go out windows. I've had you know, your normal New York experiences, right? But this takes the cake. And you want to see what you're made of. You want to see if you have a breaking point. Spend 3 days on a cot in an emergency room. I don't advise it, but I got through it and I'm back and I'll be updating you as it goes along and on my condition is bad. Let me put it that way. Medically speaking, I'm in trouble, but they can fix that. This is the part of medicine that I appreciate because in a sense it's plumbing. It's like coming in here and fixing the drains. So they're very experienced in this. I have a very good doctor who listens and responds and takes care of things. So if I miss a few shows, I'll always update you on it. It's not horrendous. If I do nothing, of course, I'll be dead shortly. But I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you why. Because it's ego in a sense. Because procedures that they have to perform on me in order to keep me going. I asked about that. I said, do they do that with people my age? And the doctor said, which endeared him to me forever, you're not that old. Now, I haven't heard that in years. I haven't heard that in a long, long time. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to update you with why I wasn't here. I missed you all. I can't even begin to tell you what a high point this is, and especially with what's going on in my life now. I just really love the connection that I have with the audience, and I don't mean just here for the hour that we're together, because I hear from you guys off the air all the time, and I enjoy it. I have a prayer line at my website where, you know, you can just simply write down what you want prayers for. And I'll do that, or we can talk about it or not. Most people don't want to talk about it, but they just write it down and send it to me. Anytime you want to talk, I have plenty of time for you people, always. And that's because I honor the commitment that you make to the honesty and openness when you call, and that you participate, and that you join in a good spirit with all this. I've only think in the years that I've been doing this, I only had one person try to pull a prank phone call on me and it blew up in his face. So there you go. Now that's not a challenge. I can do without it. But if you want me to do a show from the hospital one of these days when I go back, and notice I'm not saying if I go back, because I'm going to have to go back. I'm getting ready to get the preliminaries now. Let me know, and I'll do that. I'll be more than happy to. I'd be willing to accept all the prayers and everything that y'all can send and all the Reiki and all of the healing that you've sent. So many people have contacted me about the energy they've sent, and I'm telling you, it works. It really does. So I've been shuffling up the cards here, possibly because I want to make sure that they're randomized, but most likely because I'm nervous as hell. And I really am. I mean, I feel like a newcomer doing this. I'm just edgy because I haven't done this in so long, and I've been hooked up to wires, and I've been hooked up to blood, and they misplaced me in the hospital once. That was beautiful. They misplaced me once in the hospital years ago. Now, that was fun. They absolutely misplaced me. They lost me. I was the only person on the whole floor, it seemed. It doesn't build up confidence, does it? In any case, I'm sure we all have our horror stories, but I'm here. And I'm glad to be with you. Get over to my website, magic-works.com. That's an order, magic-works.com. And go to my blog and take a look at that. Or you could just straight there go to the pumpkin pie recipe, too. But in my blog, you'll find some interesting stuff. I have some trinkets that I was lucky enough to get hold of at almost nothing, so that I can pass them along to you guys at very low prices. And you'll see, if you go to my blog, you'll see ads for them. I've got, this sounds so tacky, but I've got glow-in-the-dark rosary beads. I've got sets of glow-in-the-dark rosaries at a phenomenally low price. And I've got little teeny, teeny, weeny holy Bibles that are at the end of a keychain. Now, you got a magnifying glass on you. They're readable. But, it's always nice to have the good book with you. You can't hurt, right? W.C. Fields was once in the hospital. And to the astonishment of his friends, they came into the room. He was reading the Bible. W.C. Fields, of all people. And they asked him what he was doing, and he said he was looking for loopholes. Well, I'm not quite that cynical. I happen to enjoy the Bible. I think it's a very well-crafted morality tale. And it's funny. I mean, there are jokes. There really are jokes in the Bible. And this is something I've been threatening to do for years, which is to write a book about the jokes in the Bible. There are jokes in the Bible. There are real, actual, live wisecracks and jokes. And they're in there. I'd have to look at my notes to show them. But, I don't think they're really knee slappers. But that's, for a book that has a reputation of fire and brimstone, it's just amusing to see how much... you get, there's sarcasm in there. It's like they kept one of them in the movie The Ten Commandments, when Moses is leading the Hebrews out into the wilderness and they think they're going to get killed. The one guy says, I get it now. There weren't enough graves in Egypt. It took us out here to die. That's it's pretty good to be sarcastic in the face of miracles. But, that shows a healthy spirit. So anyway, we're all shuffled up now, that's for sure. And now we better be, because I've got all this energy here. Let's get down to the tarot readings, because that's what I like most. That's what I like doing the most. And I do this off the air also. If you want a private reading, just don't hesitate to call me and we can arrange something. I've cut my prices in half because of all the shows that I missed and because the economy stinks. But we can do that. Don't ever let money get in the way. If you want a reading from me, don't. You can always get the free mini reading that I offer only to Ask One Tarot readers, listeners. If you want, just you can contact me at asktarot@earthlink.net. Say I'd like that free reading, and I'll be more than happy to do it. I don't save your email addresses. I don't profit off that at all. I've got enough money. I don't need to exploit you guys. So let's get down to the readings. Do I sound nervous? Brother, I am. I'll tell you, I am. Let's ring a bell three times to declare sacred space and to calm my butt down. Now we pull back the curtain on the magical window as we go to Howell, New Jersey, to speak to Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Lisa, you with us? Did we lose Lisa? No. Nope.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa, is that you in New Jersey?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Sorry. I get nervous because I haven't done this since in a while, and I was thinking maybe I hit the wrong button. How are you tonight, Lisa?
I'm doing okay.
Well, let's see if we can make that a little better. What can I look at for you?
Actually, my health.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Well, I've been going through some health issues. I just want to know if that's going to be cleared up soon.
Yes.
I can get back to work.
First of all, let me just tell you that because I'm going through some massive health stuff myself, and the cards that I pulled here could just as easily apply to me. These are cards of sadness and loss and unhappiness, and you know that you're feeling all that stuff, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the good news is the next card is the Wheel of Fortune, and the Wheel of Fortune is it means that the current situation is going to change. Now the question is, will it change for the good or not? And I got the answer. You're going to love this answer. It's the sun. The sun is health, happiness, and healing and growth. And then the four of rods, that's a happy home. So you've got two bleak cards here, followed by the Wheel of Fortune, followed by cards of health and happiness and joy. So I think you're going to come through it okay. Now, where you are now, and as I said, that's where I am also, so I could be projecting here through the cards. But there's a card called the Chariot, and it shows a person on a little chariot, and there are two horses, and one is black and one is white, and one wants to go this way and one wants to go that way, and you're the one there controlling it, and you're trying to keep things together. That struggle is to just keep it together and not crack up. Is that what you're going through at the moment?
Yes. Yeah, not sure which way to, you know, really who to believe at this point.
Well, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions of the doctors. I've got a reputation in the hospital for being a pain in the butt because of my questions, to the point where they just were getting strange about it, you know. I believe in asking questions, and they shouldn't be able to. They ought to be able to explain to you what they're doing and why, doctors. So, you know, see what happens, and never shy away from getting a second opinion. You see, there's no way that I'm going to do any medical diagnosis, obviously, over the phone for you. But the outcome here that I see in the cards is good, and it shows that you're strong enough that you can hold these challenges together. So that's what counts. You're not a weak person. The illness and sickness makes us question ourselves in that regard. But see, here's another card, the Six of Rods. That's a card of success and triumph. I think that whatever this is, you're going to come through it okay. You know, there may be some suffering involved, but it looks like you're going to come through fixed and all right. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
If there's any time you want, you can just drop me a line and I can pull a few more cards for you. How's that? And you know, no charge, just to take a look to see how it progresses. So you can contact me through Ask One Radio at my email is asktarot@earthlink.net, but I'll be more than happy to pull a couple of cards for you now and then if you feel that you want to be able to consult something just to see the psychic aura around everything. How's that? Because
appreciate
this stuff
that.
This weighs very heavily on the spirit, and let's see what we can do to lighten that burden. Whenever you want, you just drop me a line, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling. I'm going to light a candle later, send white candle energy your way, and healing and health and happiness. Because that's what
Thank
the cards
you.
Show.
Thank you.
That's exactly what the cards show in your future. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now. And we'll shuffle up the cards. And by the way, there is There's always a book, right? But if you go to mojoacademy.org, you'll find, and I'll put this up I'll put this up after the show at my Twitter account, which is growing rapidly. I'm up to almost 70 followers now. Whoopee. You know, I'm not going to get many followers on Twitter because I don't go around insulting people. But there's a book that has come back out that is, well, I reissued it. That's why. It's about healing. It's a book from the 1940s by an author named Henry Gamache was his name. He had other names, but that was one of them. And the man wrote a book that's all about this kind of promoting the psychic side of the mental side of the spiritual side of healing. It's called The Power of Psychic Healing. And you can find that at mojoacademy.org. And I'll put something up about that because it's a fascinating book. It's been out of print for years and years and years, but it's back now, and it gives you exercises to focus and to center. And I think it's worth seeing and exploring. It's, you know, none of the books I have are like exploitational. There's a reason I put up every one of them there. And that one, I had no idea. I mean, I knew that I was not doing very, I knew that I had a little bit of a health problem, but I had no idea it was that bad. So I had already done this book for me and for people like me who want to know about how to handle this kind of stuff psychically and mentally. And when I say psychically, I don't mean like the great Karnak on the Johnny Carson show. For those, yeah, look, I just got done telling you they said I'm not that old, and now I'm talking about the Johnny Carson show. But you know, when I say psychic, I mean the mental state and spiritual state. Anyway, that's a book to keep an eye out for. I'll put something up after the show. B in Florida is next. Hi, B. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
That's what I'm here for. What can I do for you?
I just moved to St. Augustine. I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, and, thank you, because I was lurching away from that. I didn't know if it was St. Augustine or St. Augustine. You know.
Oh, St. Augustine.
Hey, can I tell you a story about names? Because I get to name drop too. I was talking to John Lithgow, the actor, years ago, and the question always came up is, what is his name? Is it Lithgow or Lithgow? And he didn't know really completely, so he said that he had gone to Scotland, and he was going to go to Glasgow. And they say, well, that's perfect. Now I can find out if they say Glasgow or Glasgow, and he'll know how to pronounce his name. So when he got there, the first thing they said to him was, "Welcome to Glithgow." So I was wondering whether it was St. Augustine or St. Augustine. Anyway, how'd you come through the storms?
Actually, thank God we were good. Unfortunately, we were supposed to get 150 miles per hour winds, but it did move south. So yeah, lost electricity and things like that, some flooding, but you know, thank God we were all okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's great. As I'm shuffling here, the card that I pull up is the Tower is Hit by Lightning, which is about sudden calamity knocking down a building. You know, these cards are probably alive because they can be sarcastic. And that was, it just did that to me while I was doing this.
Well, and that's pretty much what's going on. It's just there's a lot of stress, a lot of stuff going on. And, I just wanted to see if you saw like a direction of where I might be going, or if it's.
Well, you've got a lot of things to do. I've got the Ten of Rods here. That's about being overburdened.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of troubles. You know, a lot of things weighing down on you. Let's say responsibilities.
Yeah.
The Magician is a card here that's interesting at this point. It shows that you are a person who has the ability to take power from above and use it here, that you're a spiritual conduit, and that'll help you through it. And again, here, this is a card I just had for the previous caller, which is the sun, which is health and growth and happiness and healing. And then the Ten of Cups, which is happiness. This is all kinds of happy stuff here. The World, oh, okay. which is a card of success. It's looking good. It looks like it'll be difficult, but you're up for the challenge and you'll be able to come through this very well. That's what I'm saying. I have nothing
cool.
but a hugely positive, I mean, ridiculously positive outcome here.
Oh, okay. Because I'm starting out like, you know, like I am, I mean, you hit it. I'm a medium and I do readings and energy
okay.
healing. Yeah. So you're spot on, energy healing and all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know how it is once you start a new place, it's, you know how it is, getting sorted yeah. out and just starting all over again. And but I also want to know if you saw if anyone was in there in terms of I had met somebody and just well, kind of, you know, we're crappy at reading for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So what is it you want to look for?
I wanted to see if you saw somebody that came in like where they stand kind of thing or.
Well, I have the card of the Lovers here. Is that what you're asking about, a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Because that I've got. I do have I just pulled the Lovers card. And the Six of Cups is here. Cups, you know, it's about romance and relationships. There's a fair chance that somebody that you were involved with that you knew years ago will come into your life again.
Mm.
Now, to okay. me, that spells trouble in my life. But it could be good in your life, you know.
Yeah. But is there any? I had met somebody new, and I was just curious if you saw anything on that.
The new person? Well, that could be what I'm seeing here. Does this person remind you of somebody from your past, or does the person call up memories of a happier time in childhood, or for instance, later? That's a distinct possibility. What I'm seeing though is happiness again.
Oh, okay.
The Ten
oh,
of Cups
great.
And all that, you know, you're going to pull through. I think that spiritual side of you that I saw that draws power is going to work always in your favor.
It's hard. You know how it is when you go through certain things get pushed back, you know, like our everything, you know how it is.
Yeah. Tell me about it. The Knight of Cups is here also. And that's the beginning of a new relationship. The Knight. So.
Oh, okay.
That looks good. Let me just shuffle it up and see if there's any one other thing.
Thank you for doing this for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, like I said, that's what I'm here for. I feel guilty when I miss it. You know, I'm lying in the hospital and I say, I should be doing this show, you know, but because I like it so much. And you know the feeling when it works. Well, especially this is,
you're here to help people, you know, that's your nature.
You're a medium. You're a medium, so this is your time of year. You know, the veil between this world and the next is much thinner now. Yeah, the temperance card is here. Now, that's a good one. That means that there's going to be balance restored in your life.
Oh, my God. I'm overdue, I think.
Yeah, because there was some recent heartbreak, some sadness, because I've got the Three of Swords here. But that'll be, you know... That's life, right? You know what I mean? You'll be all right. You'll get through it. The Ten of Swords is here. That means the bad times are over.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay. You'll be fine.
No, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Listen, as a medium, is it like a hobby or do you work at it?
No, I do that.
Okay,
I do a couple things. One is I throw cards and but I don't do tarot. I do oracle cards and it doesn't matter which cards. Messages are messages.
Here's what I wanted to offer to you. Go over to my website, magic-works.com, magic-works.com. There's a thing about links, my favorite links. You can contact me through the contact page, and I'll be happy to put something there about you.
Oh, thank you.
And all that's going to cost, that only costs nothing. There's no price.
So it's M-A-J-I-C works?
magic-works.com.
Magicworks.com. Oh, thank you so much for that.
And yeah, anytime you're ready to do that, just let me know. You write something up and we'll put something there with a couple of pictures and direct people your way. How's that?
Oh, thank you. And I'd like to, I'm offering you a reading from me to you.
Oh, great. Thanks. I appreciate it. We'll
okay,
be in touch.
Okay. So, well, I'll give you the information and then we'll set something up.
Outstanding. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye now. And we're all shuffled up. See, you make new friends wherever you go, folks. Ruby in Oahu is next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot. Hello, Ruby.
Hello.
Hi, Ruby. You with me?
Yes.
Good. What can I do for you tonight? What can I look at?
I just want to know if I can get the, I have a chance to get my dream farm, you know, like a retirement property that I'm planning to.
You want to know about retirement?
Yeah.
What exactly would you like to know?
Well, if I can get that property that I'm dreaming about.
Property. You know? Okay. Yeah. Well, connection's a little bad. I thought you were asking about poverty. You're asking about property, right? Okay.
Property.
Yes. Okay. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm seeing money coming your way. I'm seeing that there'll be investments and money coming your way. I'm also seeing you moving, and you know, getting from where you are to where you want to be. Figuratively or literally, in one sense or the other, but these are good signs there.
Thank you.
The judgment card is here. That is simple. That's like a new life starting. And the success card is here, six of rods. It looks good. I think, yeah, if you're looking for, like, if you're going to get the money to get the property, it looks like there will be some money coming your way. There will be investments that'll do this for you. And you are going to be able to get to where you want to go. That's what I'm seeing. And it'll be very good for you, according to these cards.
Thank you.
Now, you've had some bad times lately?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about this next card I've got. It's the Ten of Swords. I just had that for the previous caller also. The Ten of Swords is an ugly-looking card, but it's a beautiful card. Because it means the worst is over. It means life has thrown its worst at you, but you're still here, and you're still moving ahead, and you're still going. So it looks very positive for you that the hard times are ending, okay? Keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to be lighting a candle for you to send positive energy your way after the show. How's that?
Thank you so much. Hang
in there. It looks very positive in terms of getting what you want. And I see from the Seven of Cups here that you have many ideas, and there's many good ideas that are going to come through for you. And there's the Ten of Cups, which is the card of happiness. So you see, your own ideas are what are going to make you stronger. This is the card about getting from where you are to where you want to be, I was telling you about. It's you. You're doing this. It's your energy that is going to improve your life. Okay, so keep that in mind, and we'll send you some positive energy just as a reinforcement, but I think you've got plenty of energy working on your behalf. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. And wow, that we've passed the halfway mark coming to you for the first time in a month. And I hope to be back next week. That's for sure. I told you when I started that I'm like really nervous because I haven't done this in a while. And I missed like 6 months of shows prior to this. And then I was on for a few weeks. And then I was back in the loony bin of the emergency room. And well, you don't want to spend a weekend in a New York City hospital emergency room. You trust me on that one. This is not where you ain't going to meet the love of your life there. You're not going to make any good acquaintances, nothing. You just want to get the heck out of there. But I made it and I'm back and I'll be back with you next week. And we still have 20 minutes to go. So I'm not giving you the kiss off now. I'm just amazed at how fast the show is going when I was so nervous about doing it. So Naomi in Dover, Delaware is next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
All right.
Well, let's see if we can make that better. What can I look at for you?
I just want to know what I need in my life right now.
You know, when people ask me that, they usually have a pretty good idea of what they want, but let's just see what the cards show. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, have you had some financial problems lately?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an odd question these days anyway, because who hasn't, right? Because I'm seeing that in the past. That in itself is a good sign, you know? Now the next card tells me that you're at a crossroads in your life. You're at a moment of change. There is change coming in your life, big change. Now this is a card that usually scares people, but it's not a scary card. It's the death card. That just means the end of one phase of your life and the beginning of another. It doesn't mean you're going to die. That came from too many cheap horror movies, which we can certainly thank the folks over at Hammer Films in England for that, because it's a good card. It means that that one phase of life is ending and another is beginning. And you're going to, are you looking for work now at this point?
I'm looking to go back to school.
Okay, well, that's in a sense, that's a form of work, that's for sure. Because yep. the three of coins here is a temporary job. Now, that's a position. Going to school is obviously not permanent, so there you go. But it shows that you're going to do something. It's an assignment that you're going to have, and that's the one you set yourself of going to school, and you're going to be very successful at it. It's going to lead you to what you want. And the page of coins, it's all money. It's all these cards here are about money, except for the one about your life changing. The page of coins is the appearance of a new way of making money, a new income stream. The temperance card is here. Whatever balance was in your life that was thrown out of whack is going to be restored. And the magician card is here, which shows that you have the power to use energy to get what you want. This is very good. But the overall effect here is that after the financial problems and the going back to school, you're going to do well financially. It'll open up a whole new income stream. Here's the 10 of coins. That's the ultimate. You know, these are excellent cards, and they all involve money. So you, and it's not like you're getting. It's not like somebody's giving it to you. You're working for it, and you're going to succeed at it. The financial problems, like I said at the start, the cards show me are in the past. Now, emotionally, this is going to be a great time for you because it's the Ace of Cups here. It's going to you're going to blossom emotionally. It's going to be a time of happiness and joy and filled with feelings that you love. Okay.
Okay.
So hang in there, and it looks like school is a good decision for you.
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to focus on that and my relationship with God right now.
It'll work out. Here's another one, the Ace of Coins. You see, all these signs point aces and pages and coins. They all point to more money coming in. I think with the Magician card, you're in swell with the powers that be. Okay, with the supernatural powers, you're in solid. How's that?
Thank you. I'm smiling. You can't see it, but I am smiling.
Oh, good. Because you got the High Priestess card here for you, too. It means you're an extraordinarily spiritual person. And it's okay to be spiritual and have your head in the clouds, but you're not in that. You're spiritual, but you're practical. And that is a vicious combination when it comes to conquering life and enjoying life. And you will. You're going to take a great big scoop out of life and just eat it raw. You know, that sounds sick, doesn't it? the high priestess is you, you know, and you're going to do just fine. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the sweet. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And let's see if we get a couple of more calls in. D in Los Angeles is next. Hi, D. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Well, glad to be met. You're not from New York by any chance, are you?
No, born and raised here.
Oh, good, because I've been to Los Angeles, and all I did was meet New Yorkers, you know? So that was just very weird. I went to Atlantic City for a show that I did years ago, and all I did was see New Yorkers again. It's just a very strange thing. We infest the whole planet, I think. So what can I look at for you? What can I get down here on the cards for you?
I'm not even sure what my choices are.
Whatever you want. You're in the driver's, you're in the driver's seat here.
I'm looking for some health. Something in the health or family area.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, the first card I have is the Fool, which is an excellent card. So let's get that out of the way. If you have any health concerns, first of all, of course, you should see a health professional. But the card of the Fool is the person who is considered the beloved of God. If this reading has any negative cards in it, that card will wipe them out. So you've got divine protection, and according to these cards, that's good. I mean, I have never had that card for myself when I do readings, which is thank you very much. You know, I feel like the illegitimate kid. You know, but it's very good. I also see you as a person who is very comfortable in her own skin, a person who's. You don't need to be surrounded by people. You're comfortable. You can be comfortable alone. It doesn't mean you're going to be a hermit. It just means that you can be comfortable alone in who you are. I'm not getting anything specific to health other than, let's say, the Temperance card is here, and that ill health throws our lives out of balance, and the Temperance card is about a balance being restored in life. Well, here, this one is about health. This is this bingo, right? The Sun. That's the third time that came up today. The Sun is a card of healing and growth and, above all else, health.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're concerned about or whatever you're facing, it looks like it's going to be okay.
We're working on it. Yeah, perfect.
I mean... I'm very leery about this because of what I've been through lately. I mean, you know, you go into a doctor's office and they can be very casual about saying, by the way, you're probably going to be dead in a few months unless we get working on this. You know, and I said, well, thank you. That was a very lovely thing to throw right into my face like that, you know, but it's hard to deal with. It's very difficult to deal with that, to even... understand that at some point this is all coming to an end on this plane of existence, we hope, and that the time is nearing. But according to this, you're going to be coming out of this fine. The Fool card, like I said, will wipe out any bad card at all here. I see the Eight of Cups is a person who is going away from things in life that aren't working and going towards things that are working, which is a sort of way of repairing. And that's the balance. That's the Temperance. So I think that what you're feeling now is that you're in a period of flux where your life is changing. And it's changing. It's changing for the better. Now, it doesn't always feel that way. Mm-hmm. But that's what I see here, is that it is changing for the better. I also see the beginnings of new relationships with people in the Page of Cups. That could be romantic, it could be friendship, it could be all kinds of things. I mean, I don't have time to explore that as deeply right now because we're coming up to the end of the show. But the Page of Cups is about the appearance of new relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be very good. The this, you must have a good support system around you, because I'm getting back up on that, which is the Three of Cups, which is a matter of getting what you need and what you want through other people around you. And also here again, the High Priestess, which I've had earlier, is you are a person, like the other caller I had, this indicates a person of great spiritual power and empathy and can see behind the veil from this world into the next. I get that quite a bit with people, and I don't think that it's a coincidence, because that's the kind of person who would be thinking of calling a program like this.
I would say that exactly. They have the open mind to begin with.
So, and that's one of the things I like about doing this show, is that I'm meeting like-minded people, the people who understand that there's so much more than what we see and feel and touch and taste. Although, you know, a nice cold martini is a joy to behold. I'm done with those forever practically, but everything in its time, right? You know.
Yes.
But I'm seeing that you're a person of great strength too. That the strength card. What more does that mean, right? So I think, remember, if you have any concerns about health, just get to see the professionals, and see what can be done. I waited a little too long in my case for what was going on in my life, and it became drastic, but it's still not irreparable. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be here with everybody. But I see great success in your life. I see the world is a card of assured success. So things are going well. They may not seem that way, but here's the Seven of Rods. I haven't had that card in a long time for people. You know, there's a kind of a malaise in the land, but this is a card of a person who can throw away any problems that get in the way. You know, you can brush away problems. You can deal with it very well. And that's good. I'm glad to see that. Mm-hmm. So that shows that you're very well prepared to handle this. Okay?
Wow. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
Thank you for your kind words. Please call back another time.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's it, folks. We've come to the end of another edition of Reverend Elliot Magical Window. And if you want to subject yourself to more of me, you can get to the Ask One Radio Archives, where there's 327,000 shows of just me. So that should be fun. That should be loads of fun. We'll be back next week. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to be back next week. I am tired of missing shows. I'm tired of stress, and this unstresses me like nobody's business, because I'd love human contact. And if you want to contact me off the air, asktarot@earthlink.net is my email. asktarot@earthlink.net is my email. magic-works.com, magic-works.com. is the website, with over 100 pages of interesting things there, everything from that pumpkin pie recipe I told you about to how to make the best tomato sauce I ever had. Gosh, I miss that stuff. There's so many in my kitchen alchemy is there. I have a recipe for imitating Irish cream. I call it alchemy because that's magic. And there's so many fun things over at the website that I would love you to take a look at it, and maybe spend about 92 hours tooling around there and see what you find. MojoAcademy.org is the site with books that will change your life. MojoAcademy.org has that book I was telling you about, Psychic Healing. It has the Book of Forbidden Knowledge, that great Halloween book, and the Medieval Secrets of Black Magic. Take a look at all the books at mojoacademy.org. I've fallen a little bit behind in updating some of it, but hey, you know, a page I particularly like at magic-works.com is the occult jewelry. Oh, that's been moving very well lately. I even bought a piece for myself, which is a second pentacle of Mars pendant, which stimulates health and good medical results. So I've got to go now. I've got 25 seconds. So until next week, remember, who you are is the universe's gift to you. Who you become is your gift to the universe. See you next week in Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. Bye-bye now.